listen.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Discorder.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR.
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Tuesday, December 13th, got a jam-packed show for you, including talking about Shindig Night number 9, the last one before the Christmas break, and fresh off their victory on Shindig Night number 5 last month. We're going to kick off the show today with Devours. They're playing along with Ace Martins tonight at the Emerald Room, but right now here they are with the track The Jaws of Angst. Devours, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Devours, with the track Jaws of Angst off their Late Bloomers album. They were the winners of Shindig Night number 5 back on November 15th, and tonight we are bracing for Shindig Night number 9. Dora is going to be there. Hello, she's back. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm pretty excited for the final night of Shindig. It's going to be emotional, hopefully.
The final non-playoff night of Shindig.
Yes. So semifinals start again in January, I think.
Yes.
And I think Andy and I are both very relieved that we can have this little break before we have to get back on the Shindig wagon.
Do you have your joke for beer all planned out, ready to go?
Yes. Well, I don't do jokes. I do fun facts for beers. I'm very grateful for the amendment to the rules.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Less pressure.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like if you had to tell a joke, A, you'd have to execute it well, and then B, you can like very easily gauge how well it went via the laughter. Fun facts, the best reaction you get is like, whoa, I didn't know that. And that feels well. But if no one says anything, then you kind of don't. You don't feel too disappointed.
While we're on this topic, could you give us a fun fact that you told for beer at a previous Shindig night?
Yes, I can, actually. Okay, so my favorite one that I did is so nerdy. It's Lord of the Rings kind of oriented. It's kind of like a two-in-one fun fact. So the plural of dwarf, we all say is dwarves or dwarfs, but it's actually dwaro. It was until J.R.R. Tolkien wrote Lord of the Rings, and he used dwarves the whole time because he hadn't known about it. And then when he realized, like halfway through the Return of the King or something, he named the city in Moria Dwarodelph, kind of as a shout out to his mistake and to make it kind of like be more well-rounded as a book. And so now that's why we say dwarves. J.R.R. Tolkien did that.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Fun fact.
What was the reaction like from the crowd? Did you get some chuckles or?
I don't think anyone cared about that one. I know Andy was like pretty. He was like, "Wow, thanks." He likes hearing like fun real facts, and he reacts pretty well to them.
So it doesn't even have to be a funny fact. It sounds like.
No. Oh my God.
No offense.
No, it's okay.
It was more of like a, one of the, you know, like a.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, he's more fun fact oriented, like fun as in like, it's fun that I know that kind of. He likes, you can kind of like suss out his genre. He loves facts that like are right in front of you, but you didn't know. And he likes that with jokes as well. Like his favorite jokes are the wordplay ones that takes you like kind of like a second to get. And then you're like, oh, like there it is.
Take note, Shindig partygoers, for tonight and for future Tuesdays. And fun fact, we are going to get to Shindig Night number 9 preview at about halfway through the show today. But right now it's time for the charts. So let's break them down. Who do we have in the top 5 this week?
So number 5, we have A Tribe Called Quest with We Got It From Here. Thank You For Your Service off of Epic.
Nice. Number 4 is The Evaporators with Ogopogo Punk. They actually kicked off the show last week.
And then we have Swim Team Out of the Flood, which is self-released.
Number 2 this week is Lossal. The album Monument Builders.
And number 1, we're very excited. Well, I'm very excited. It's various artists of Quarter Life Crisis off of Mint Records, which I think was their like Christmas release album.
It's their 25th anniversary.
Yeah, very
Christmas
exciting.
Christmas release
Good
album.
For Mint Records.
25 years, hence Quarter Life Crisis. We're actually going to do a bit of a double shot, considering it's various artists to choose from. We're going to do a 1-2 punch of Faith Healer into Jay Arner. Two of Mint's staple artists. We're going to kick this two-pack off with the track Cry by Faith Healer, followed by Alien Eyes from Jay Arner. Once again, number 1 album this week, Quarter Life Crisis from Mint Records, right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
That's it. Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties.
And this is Mounties.
But seriously, it is Mounties.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Jay Arner with Alien Eyes and Faith Healer with Cry. Both those tracks can be found on this week's number one album on CITR, the new Mint Records various artist release, Quarter Life Crisis, honoring 25 years of Mint Records. Yeah. How you doing there, Dora?
I'm doing awesome.
Awesome. Did you say thank you?
Yes, I did.
You're welcome. All right. Polite Canadians, got to make sure we complete the loop there. So it is now December 13th. We are midway through the month. We got our December/January, also known as the Jan-Sember issue of Discorder magazine.
Because Decuary sounds weird.
Because Decuary.
Sounds strange. Can't call it that.
Decuary?
Yeah, December, January.
December, yeah. Decuary, I guess so. I think we've tried a combination before of those two names, but it didn't quite sound as weird as Desuary. All right. Well, we'll stick with Jan Sandberg. Later in the show, we're going to talk about some of the Christmas stuff that's happening, so keep it much more December-focused. But for a moment, we're going to take a bit of a leap into 2017 and look at the Jan portion of the Jan-Sember issue and talk about an event that's happening the weekend of January 20th, and that would be Winter Waste 2017.
I'm really excited. I know that Eleanor does, who's the volunteer manager at the station, does a lot of work with them. And she was saying how, like, the kind of, like, power transfer is happening from, like, a much older kind of, like, set in their ways generation to, like, a fresh new take on the festival. So I'm very excited for that night.
Nice. Now, this is also the, I guess, the winterized version of the Music Waste Festival, which usually takes place the first weekend of June. And we got a great little lineup, including Devours, who opened the show today, Co-op, Mirepoix of Shindig, this year fame, Maneater, as well as Hazy and Cindy Vortex. I said Hazy kind of excited because we're going to play Hazy in this set. Hazy's also going to be playing tonight. We're going to talk about that a little bit later with our good friend Andy Resto of Achuta. So lots of links, lots of connections. But right now, let's do a two-pack with a couple of the bands that are playing at Winter Waste next January. We're going to play some Hazy, but first we're going to kick it off with Cindy Vortex and the track No Soy Normal. Cindy Vortex followed by Hazy right here at Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
The December 2016, January 2017 issue of Discorder Magazine is out now. We managed to record CITR Student Executive President Shay McConkie's first glimpse at the new issue.
Whoa!
That's funny.
Open one up yourself to read interviews with Walgren, poet Adele Barclay, Jakin, Kim Wardle, Dad Thighs, and a guide for playing shows in America, amongst other goodies. Plus, live show reviews of The Body, Hannah Epperson, and album reviews of Monomyth, Daniel Terrence Robertson, and more. Thanks to this issue's advertisers, whom we love dearly, Live Van, Geist, Steam Whistle, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, Mint Records, Nightwood Editions, Audiopile Records, The Astoria Vinyl Records, The Wise Hall, and Jazz Records. Grab a copy around town or read the issue online at discorder.ca. Maybe our best issue ever.
Most likely. I would say like high chance of best edition ever. Nobody told me did it on my own.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Jickling of Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
What can I do? You got me beat.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That is Hazy with the track Cut Dead. Prior to that, we heard Echuta with 7 a.m. and kicking off that little three-pack, Cindy Vortex with No Sore, No Soy, Normal. Cindy Vortex and Hazy are both playing as part of Winter Waste. We were talking about that. That's happening next month at Pat's Pub. We're going to talk about Shindig happening at Pat's Pub in a second. But I also want to give a quick shout out to Hazy and Echuta, which you heard in the middle of that set. They are both playing a tape release. It's actually the Echuta, Andy Resto, our music director's project, his tape release on Friday night, December 16th at Hidden City Records. That is a record store / record label / event space. And it's all going down this Friday night. Hazy supporting Echuta on the tape release. All right, that is happening this Friday, a couple blocks west of there at 403 Hastings. Happening tonight will be Shindig Night number 9, and Dora is our this week's Shindig correspondent. Hello, once again.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
At this point, I feel like a Shindig expert. It's taken over my life.
Oh, so I should have upgraded you from correspondent to the Shindig expert.
But yeah, tonight we have Frogpile, Shallow Peaks, and Prison Hair playing. I'm going to talk a little about Frogpile first. Could not find too much about them. They have a lot of their social media and everything is like very kind of like funny. They almost don't want to be found. They were covered by Discorder in August this summer, which kind of focused a lot more on like the like self-release of their album and like the spaces that they used. But the idea is frogressive rock, which I think is like pretty cute and funny. It's a pair of brothers, Luke and Brian, and then Jordan Heaney and Bartek Daniel, all from North Van. Their music is kind of like upbeat rock. It's all a little hazy, like it's all kind of like meshed together. There are like a few moments in the songs of like clarity of either like the vocals, usually of like the background track or whatever. But they're pretty good. I like them. Very progressive.
Let's give it a spin, shall we? What track are we gonna hear from them?
This is Jackie. off of their EP. You can find it on Bandcamp. You can probably pay for it if you want to pay for it. There are three songs on it. This was the like longest one. They have one that's like 47 seconds long, which also is like pretty cool. There's like a weird break in the middle of it where like children start shouting frog pile, which is like pretty fun. But the rest of the tunes are like regular length songs. Still, like, I think that middle track is kind of like a fun like synthesis of their whole kind of like genre, because it's like, oh, like here's the guitar, here's the drums, like here's like a weird clip from something, and then the vocals are kind of just like thrown in. And this is them. They're starting. Were they playing? We'll be right back. And welcome back to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Frogpile with Jackie off of their EP. They're going to be playing tonight at Shindig 33, last night of Shindig at Pat's Pub. Now, I'm Dora. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the second musician on that list, Shallow Peaks. While Frogpile was had a lot of weird information on them, Shallow Peaks had no information on them. They have no Facebook page. They have no social media presence. Their Bandcamp is very limited. They have one little description of themselves, which is kind of lists the musicians in it. It's one dude, Chris, and then he has Thor, Adam, Kelvin, and Liam occasionally hop on and help him out, but still mainly it's Chris's project. Chris who? I have no idea. There are no lyrics. It's kind of ambient electronic, but very moody, very dark, which is cool. It's really heavily produced and very layered. There are lyrics, but you cannot understand a word that they're saying, which is pretty cool. I'm excited to see how it translates into the live Shindig performance, because Shindig can be a really weird environment. The kind of highlights tend to be energetic, people really engaging with the crowd, so I'm excited to see if they can pull it off. But we're gonna be playing the song I Was Around, that's Shallow Peaks on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was I Was Around off of Shallow Peaks, I guess like single release. Check them out on Bandcamp. They're playing tonight at Pat's Pub for night 9 of Shindig 33. Last night. Come check it out. It'll be really fun. So we've talked about Frogpile and Shallow Peaks, who are the first two bands kind of like on the sketch for tonight. And then we also have Prison Hair. Actually, like, a pretty, like, interesting band. Andy was trying to, like, get in touch with them, but they were really unresponsive and, like, kind of hard to hold down, which I thought was kind of interesting. They're described as a guitar-based instrumentals and feelings from Vancouver, BC. It's a bedroom recording project inspired by the hairstyle of a single soft-serve ice cream employee, which is, like, a cool way to, like, find inspiration. I'm saying this right, Nanji. He is in Belgame. This is his solo project. Really fun to listen to. I really enjoyed it. It's like pretty spacey and mellow electronic music, kind of like formed in 2016. It's also described as like peace in the face of anxiety is kind of like what they're trying to articulate in their music, but like in a very uplifting way, I think. And I'm excited to see them. I think they're the ones I'm most excited to see for the lineup tonight because I think they're going to be really good. So the song that we're going to play is Soften Softer, the one song that they have released to the public. So look forward to that. That's Prison Hair on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 rad bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out.
Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there will be fun facts for beverages.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come out to Shindig this Tuesday, December 13th, to see Frogpile, Prison Hair, and Shallow Peaks.
To my eyes, there with me at the Wise Hall Flea. Wise Hall Flea.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, smooth track there. Jealousy from Roy Woods. The S usually spelled with a dollar sign. Roy Woods out of Brampton, Ontario. young buck, just 20 years old, killing it on the local hip-hop scene, and he will be playing this Thursday night at the Imperial. Also this Thursday night, a bit of a different event happening just a stone's throw away from the Imperial over at the Rickshaw. It is the first O-Well, which has nothing to do with a band that Matt and I both are fans of called the O-Wells, who we actually played last week around this time. But it is it's a celebration of the East Van Choir Collective, and that includes the Eastside Choir, the Kingsgate Chorus, as well as the Mount Pleasant Regional Institute of Sound. They are all getting together for a choir collective Christmas theme. It's all happening this Thursday at the Rickshaw. And in honor of that, we're going to play a track from one of those choirs, which is the Mount Pleasant Regional Institute of Sound, a.k.a. the MPRIS. And this track is a cover of The Cure's Love Cats. So let's give them a spin right now in honor of the first O-Well happening this Thursday at the Rickshaw. Love Cats by MPRIS, right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. I believe that is their first time on this program. That is the Mount Pleasant Regional Institute of Sound, MPRIS, with Love Cats, a cover from The Cure. They are playing as part of the first O-Well East Van Choir Collective, along with the Kingsgate Chorus and the East Side Choir this Thursday at the Rickshaw. Also in Christmas concert event news locally, our good friend Michelle Jolly is playing the Kids Helping Kids Christmas charity concert. That is happening at the Cathedral at 154 East 10th Avenue. That is happening on Saturday, December 17th. And all the proceeds going to the Kids Up Front Vancouver Foundation, a local charity that supports children. A non-Christmas event, we have Tom Holliston of No Means No. He's playing a solo show at the Wise Hall on Friday. Maybe he'll throw in a Christmas tune as well, just to bring it back to the whole Christmas theme.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Okay, and before we wrap it up today, we want to hype up the 7th annual Keithmas. Have you heard of Keithmas, Dora?
I have not, but I'm very excited.
Well, Keithmas is a marriage made in heaven or hell, depending on what your perspective is, of Keith Richards, the iconic Rolling Stones everlasting guitarist.
He's eternal. He's eternal.
Total. Completely. Yeah. No matter how much he smokes and drinks, he just continues to look older but keep on rocking in the free world.
It's impressive.
So it's a bit of a weird mishmash. This is the 7th year they've been doing it. From its humble beginnings back in 2010, they have raised over $30,000 for the Vancouver Food Bank, while consuming inhuman amounts of Jack Daniels and seeing the cream of Vancouver's rock and roll community crank open, a whole riffraff of musical delights, honoring Keith and the Rolling Stones.
And
Christmas, of course, yes. An amazing line of artists, including this year.
Yeah, Biff Naked, Rich Hope, Pigby, The Rentalman, La Chinga, and No Sinner are all going to be there. It's going to be awesome. I'm so very excited.
Yes, Keithmas, and it's all happening at the Rickshaw on Friday night the 16th. A very busy weekend for Christmas concerts. Probably more so this weekend than next weekend, because next weekend is, well, pretty well the eve of Christmas Eve. Okay, so time to wrap it up today. We're going to end it, continuing our December show closer Christmas theme. No Sinner, they're playing Keithmas. We're going to play their brand new Christmas track, Baby Please Come Home. Good luck tonight at Shindig, Dora.
Thank you.
And for all you Discord Radio fans, we will chat to you in 1 week's time, next Tuesday at 5 o'clock, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.